This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's The Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com is where you can find us on the internet. And if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Let's jump in, right? Why waste time? We got a ton. We got 50 pounds of stuff to stuff into a 5-pound basket. So we got to get moving fast. Let me tell you something. I was having a discussion. Doing a radio hit, that's what they call it when I'm the person being interviewed. And the guy leads off with, you know, I know he's not a Trump fan, but he's not, quote, anti-Trump, even though I do suspect that he is. So he says to me, he reads, Kevin, we've got domestic policy in turmoil, foreign policy in turmoil, the Russia stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I said, let me stop you for just a second. What do you mean we're in turmoil in any of those areas? Well, we've got the Kurds fighting against Turkey and this, and he goes into foreign policy. And he's explaining all the different factions that are fighting. And trust me, I just got back from Paris with a bunch of Iranians that are expatriates who want to get their country back and who have said, our country is the biggest marketer of terror in the world. These Iranians freely admit this about the regime in Iran. And they say, we used to get along with all these factions. You know why? Because these are conservative Iranians. They said, we had Kurds, Shias, Sunnis, whatever, all the different, quote, ethnicities, loving one another, intermarrying, businesses together, until the Iranian mullahs took over. Then they started exporting terror. Now, I told you guys how the terror has occurred, how it's escalated decade by decade. One terror attack in the 70s, 13 in the 80s, 35 in the 90s, and in the year, the new millennia, you can get 10 attacks in a day. You can have more terror attacks on a weekend than you had in the entire 70s and 80s. You can have more terror attacks in a week than you had in the entire decade of the 90s. You get what I'm saying? 3,000 terror attacks in the year 2016, and we're well beyond 1,000 this year. You get what I'm saying? Lots of terror, and it's got one connective dot. When the Iranian mullahs, the so-called religious, took over Iran, then we began exporting Islam and terror. That's it. So we go back, and again, everybody getting along until that happened. Now, we were all getting along, and then this fight started. And then the fights broke out in these different factions. Because he was arguing, why are we arming the Kurds and fighting against Turkey when they're part of NATO and all these different things? And I said, you know what? Who brought this on? In 6 months, have you expected? I asked this question. I'm asking it of you, and you can ask it of leftists. What have you expected of Donald Trump? You've had battles going on throughout the Middle East for decades. In fact, for centuries. What do you expect this man to have done in 6 months? I'm just asking. I said, if he's arming the Kurds, it's because they've been decimated. I already know. I have a friend who wants to arm the Kurds. He's happier than a pig in cotton. So I can tell you, there are reasons for doing things that don't make sense at the micro level, but make sense at the macro level. But then I ask him this. I said, let's look at what we've done in the Middle East. What's our policy? He couldn't name it. I go, do you even know? No. Okay, so let me give it to you since you don't know. The policy is we are no longer going to protect you. We don't know how to get involved in all of your ethnic tribal BS. So what we're going to do is we're going to arm you. Saudi Arabia just did a $350 billion package that benefits America. And we say to them, you know where the problem is. It's Iran. We went to Qatar and we said, Qatar, you know where the problem is. It's Iran. Now, eventually, you guys are going to figure it all out. You're going to work it all out because you're all going to be armed. But you know where the central point is. You know the focal point of this issue is Iran. What do you think Donald Trump's doing at the macro level? He's telling everybody, pull your resources, settle Iran down, and what happens? We go back to where it was, folks. We go back to where there was at least some level of stability in the region. Iran wants to dominate the Middle East. That's their goal. And they're doing it through disruption. And they're very tricky about it. Now, I'm not going to belabor the point. All I'm telling you is these people are naysayers. They want Trump to have solved the problem that Barack Obama couldn't solve in 8 years, that George Bush couldn't solve in 8 years, that Bill Clinton couldn't solve in 8 years, that the other Bush couldn't solve in 4, and that Ronald Reagan couldn't solve in 8 years. What are you expecting? Do you want this guy to be a miracle worker? And so then he was telling me, well, let's move to China. Okay, let's talk about China. He's done nothing. He said the Chinese were going to take care of the North Koreans. And I said, no, he didn't. He said he was going to enlist them to start looking at the North Korean problem because it's a bigger problem for them than it is for us. Did he solve it? No. Again, I ask you, do you want a magician? Do you think he needs a magic wand? What's he done over there? I said, let me tell you, since you were so good to ask. First thing he did was he started shipping coal over there. He got China looking into North Korea. Oh, they upped their economy. They're now going to be shipping 40% more than they were before. And I said, do you think they did that because of Trump, or do you think that was already ongoing because of Obama? You let me know. Because here's what the deal is. The truth is, Bill Clinton is the reason North Korea has nuclear weapons, because he passed a treaty that nobody paid attention to. Then Barack Obama ignored the guy, and he's let him now build missiles and do whatever he's doing, and you want Trump to wave his magic wand and solve it. So what does he do? He gets the Chinese on the problem, and the first thing you do is complain. They're doing more business with North Korea. Well, let me tell you what they didn't do. They didn't take their coal. They shipped it back, and then they bought coal from the United States. That's number one. And in case you people aren't aware, that just recently we started shipping beef to China. We got our first order of beef from China and shipped it. Now, I'll ask you this. Do you think the people at that coal company that sold tankers and tankers of coal to the Chinese care that what Donald Trump did? Do you think that the people that make beef that are now shipping product to China, do you think that they care? These were conditions that were put on the Chinese in previous administrations that have been up, that have been eliminated, and we've opened up markets in China that we did not have because of Donald Trump. Now, those two things that Barack Obama couldn't do or didn't do, wouldn't do, make up your mind. It doesn't matter to me, but he didn't do it. And you ask me, what's Trump done? What do you think he's going to do by the time he's 8 years into office if he can get the Chinese to do two things that they wouldn't do in a previous administration? See, this is the stuff you got to know, because these people will challenge you all the time. They don't know jack. What has he done? I'm going to play a clip from somebody else. He's a very, very wealthy guy. And I want you to hear the duplicitous nature of this guy who claims Donald Trump's done nothing. That's what these people want you to believe. You got the lowest unemployment. You got people going back to work in droves. You got industries planning on things that they can finally, you know, get some firm footing. And these people go, Donald Trump's done nothing. Idiots.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. Also, you can get a hold of us by phone at 844-551-8255. And I was talking last segment about Trump has done nothing, because that's what people are saying. Trump's done nothing. Trump saved. Trump doesn't make you guess. He tells you exactly what his agenda is going to be. He tweets it out. If you follow Donald Trump's Twitter, you could practically play the stock market with him. That's not even a joke. We're going to be shipping beef to China. I'm going to go to IBF and buy beef stock. Not to cook with, but to actually invest. Buy the stock. Coal companies, go buy the stock. We're going to ship coals. We're going to start supporting our coal technologies. Look. All I'm telling you, the guy, there's no secrets here. This is the most open, transparent administration ever. I'm not talking about I'm going to put it on a website. I'm going to do it faster than that, fellas. I'm going to put it on my Twitter. You can move with lightning speed. If I were an analyst, I would watch Donald Trump's tweets and go, oh, go buy this. Go buy Nabisco. Trump's eating crackers. Just whatever. It's amazing to watch. And yet, nothing but naysayers. And I want to feature one. And look, I will not use Expedia for this reason. I'm not going to do it. Because the president of Expedia, his name is Barry something, he decides he's going to badmouth Donald Trump. And let's just play the clip, and then I'll find the research that we had. You got that? Yeah, okay, yeah, give me that. And because I want to tell you about this guy, but here's what he says about Donald Trump.
And let's get to Julia Boorstin live at the event with Barry Diller, chairman of IAC and chairman of Expedia. Folks, take it away.
Thanks so much, Tyler. Really appreciate it. And Barry, thanks so much for joining us here on the Hilltop today. There's been a lot of conversation so far about the impact that President Trump is going to have on the businesses of all the CEOs here. You've been an outspoken critic of President Trump. What are the issues you're most concerned about right now?
Well, that he hasn't done anything, really. That, I mean, I think it's just a joke, and hopefully it'll be over relatively soon. It inexplicably began, and it'll inexplicably end.
Well, Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump are on the attendee list for Sun Valley.
Yes.
What would you advocate for when you see them here? Would you talk to them?
I'd say hello. I've been friendly with them prior to, of course, the current situation. But I can't blame them for the current situation, so of course I'll say hello.
Are there any issues you'd ask them to bring up with the president?
Utterly none. What would be the point? Bringing it up to somebody who has no curiosity, doesn't listen, etc. Why would anybody bother?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Barry Diller, chairman of IAC and Expedia Technology Companies. Expedia is where they gather up all these travel, different things, and then they put it out to you to get your vacations cheaper and things like that. I won't use them. They also cut deals with all the other travel agencies, so you're by de facto, the ultimate thing is you will end up using them to a little bit, but I won't use them directly at all. But what's funny about, and listening to this guy, was he says this, he hasn't done anything. Interesting. 6 months in, unemployment's way down. We're watching the economy start to come back. Donald Trump's created a million jobs. Barack Obama lost 3.9 million in the same period of time. And this guy says he's done nothing. After 6 months, Donald Trump has more people working, getting off of unemployment in the welfare rolls. Our welfare rolls are shrinking so fast, it's ridiculous. He's protecting the borders. I'm talking about the banditos coming in. Now, I know this guy at Expedia's got issues with H-1B visas, and that's a legitimate thing for him if he wants to look at that as, we can't get qualified people. But that's not totally true. It takes a little longer. It's a little more tedious, but he can get people. But what he says is, it's just a joke. Donald Trump's a joke. It inexplicably began, and it will inexplicably end. He's right. It will inexplicably end in the next 7.5 years, God willing. And what's funny, and this is the part that got me, he says, what about Ivanka and her husband, Jared? Oh, they'll be here. And he's like, yeah, well, I'll speak to them. He's like, I was friendly with them prior to the current situation. What's the current situation? I want you to think about this. He's friendly with them prior to Donald Trump becoming president. Up to that point, I've had no issue with him. In fact, he might have even been a client. In fact, he might have actually respected him. But now he doesn't. Why? What did Donald Trump do? Who did he become? Other than, here's my policy positions and I'm running for president and you're not. What did he do to make this man? And what I'm getting at is, you have friends. Okay, people that you're acquainted with, people that you like or dislike or whatever. And suddenly, let's say, one of them becomes the president of GM. Oh, I used to like him. Then what? He became the president of GM, and he started running the company and doing things that I didn't like what he was doing, so I can't be his friend. That's it. I'm trying to figure out what this guy doesn't like. But I want to play the second clip, because this is even more revealing.
Well, there are very various issues, obviously, that will impact your company. Immigration,
yes.
Potentially, tax reform. Do you think there's a potential positive impact from tax reform?
Well, of course there is. I think the reason the market is buoyant is because of expectations on repatriation, tax reform of one kind or the other. I mean, I think that it's a little less likely. I hope it happens. I've hoped it would happen during the Obama administration. I've always hoped it would happen. Certainly repatriation, which is a true craziness in terms of competitiveness and fairness. But I don't know. I think this administration will have difficulty getting anything done.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. See, this is what I don't like about leftists. He admits Barack Obama got nothing done in either of these areas that helped my business. She's saying the president's moves, aren't they going to help your business? Well, yeah. I mean, tax reform will help. Yeah, that helps me. Oh, yeah. And the repatriation, meaning bringing those monies that he's been leaving offshore back at a good tax rate. Yeah, I admit that'll help me. But, you know, he hasn't done anything. Really? So let me ask you. The fact that he's got people back to work, that's going to spur the economy, that's going to allow him to actually get these things done, that's not doing anything? Because if his economy's failing, if his ideas don't work, he's going to have a real tough time selling tax reform. Barack Obama never wanted it. He was never going to give this guy a break. Have you ever heard of Barry Diller making any comment negative to Barack Obama? You don't even know his name, do you? Because if Barry Diller had said anything negative about baby black Jesus, everybody would be on him. But he feels free to talk about Donald Trump, a guy who could not be more pro-business. There's no more president. You can't get a president that's more pro-business than Donald Trump. And this guy is trying to ridicule him while simultaneously saying, yeah, it would be a good idea if he could get these things done, but hey, he hasn't done it. I know it's been a whole 6 months, Barry, and he hasn't gotten the Congress, who's so willing to work with him, and the media and the leftists, who are so willing to work with him, to capitulate to great ideas that you agree with.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Show.
Look, I think I'm the only one that doesn't live in Washington, D.C. here, and people don't care about this. There's such a difference between listening and acting. I think Donald Trump Jr. listened to something that was brought to him. He didn't act on it. He didn't remember, and nobody in the meeting didn't remember, because literally it was nothing. It was a crazy person coming up with some idea that when they heard it, they were like, we're not doing anything with this. Jared Kushner left the meeting early. I've been on a lot of campaigns, and when you're on campaigns, you do a lot of listening. You only act on information that's relevant, that's going to help you, that's substantive.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. RacePimping.com is where you can get my book and where you can learn all about how people are race pimping, gender pimping, foreign policy pimping, you name it. It's all pimping. It's all somebody trying to get you to go do the work, and they glean that money off of you. That's what's happening. And that was Grinnell. I think his name is Rick Grinnell. He's a conservative Republican, happens to be gay. I met him at the Republican convention. And he's got it right. He's saying nobody cares about this any more than me adding that he's gay. Does anybody care? No. Smart guy. But he's saying outside the Beltway, nobody cares about this. But it's being so overblown. You watch these people going after. Let me just say this right now. If somebody had said to me, Kevin, hey, man, you want to meet and talk about your adoption stuff? I'd be like, yeah, I'd love to tell you about how, you know, what we do for these kids and blah, blah, blah. And oh, by the way, got a juicy tidbit for you on Hillary Clinton. I'd be like, whoa, that makes it even more exciting. Yeah, happy to meet. What time you want to meet? That's the context of the meeting. I want to talk about adopting Russian kids, and I'm talking about Donald Trump's meeting, Junior's meeting. And oh, by the way, I might have some salacious information about Hillary Clinton. Psst, all the better. Let's meet. And that's what we're talking about. It really is that simple. It isn't, oh my goodness, a collusion. And Gorka's been on covering CNN, and they want him on there because they want to flap him. They want to, you know, slap him and flap him. They want him, make him lose his train of thought when they're asking these simple questions about, well, what do you think about this? The FBI director says if you get a call about somebody saying, I want to thwart a Republican election, you have to make it has to be a foreign person. That's when you call. But if somebody domestic says, hey, I know that the Clintons killed Vince Foster, then you can take that meeting. Isn't it all interfering in an election? What's the difference if the Soviets go, we know something about Hillary Clinton. When she was over here, she, you know, participated in an orgy. We got pictures.
Oh, let me call the FBI and see what I need to do. No, I'm calling the National Enquirer and getting my $1 million. I don't know what you're going to do. I'll deal with the consequences afterwards. Kevin, you're interfering with an election. Look, no, I'm not. I don't care if she's running for president. I didn't release it for that. I released it because I couldn't figure out. Russians have to be pretty hard up to want to have an orgy with Hillary. That's all I'm saying. I thought the story had some social implications of how desperate Russian men are. Always when I'm talking about, you know, women that are not that attractive, I always use the metaphor of a Russian hammer thrower. Like, yeah, his wife looks like a Russian hammer thrower. You know, and it harkens me back to the Olympics, like the 1980 Olympics, and these big old Russian girls throwing that hammer. What's a hammer weigh? It's a lot. Because a shot puts 16 pounds. The hammer throwers, that thing's got to be, what, 20, 25 pounds? It's a lot of weight. And the Russians dominate them, and these big old Russian women, strong as oxes. Is it oxes? Yeah, I don't know. What's the plural of ox? Oxen? Strong is all I'm saying. Strong like bull. These girls are big and strong. But, no, look. Oh, I don't know where I'm going with all the Russian hammer throw stuff. But, look, you would take the meeting. If somebody said, I got a funny story about Donald Trump. It happens to me all the time. I'll be talking about someone, and I'll be, yeah, so, you know, Kevin, where were you? Oh, yeah, well, so who was there? Oh, Gingrich was, oh, I got a funny Gingrich story. Oh, no, don't tell me. He may be running for president, and I don't want to have to deal with the FBI. I just go, well, what is it? And if it's interesting enough, and they go, oh, you can quote me on that, or, yeah, that's a fact, or whatever. Okay, I remember it, and then if somebody would have come up to me and say, Kevin, you know anything about New Gingrich? Well, an acquaintance of mine told me a story. This might help you. I mean, we're not supposed to go look into this stuff. But then it gets really crazy. Anna Navarro was on the Romney campaign. No. She was Jeb Bush's. She did work with Jeb Bush. By the way, you don't hear anything about Jeb Bush. This dude has disappeared. But anyway, she worked for Jeb Bush. And she had an interesting take on what the Trump kids, you know, how they are. And I got to play you this. You got that clip? Hey, let's hear.
Good question. This is because all three of you have worked on campaigns, and I'm actually just legitimate. I don't know how any of you are going to answer. Have you ever been approached by somebody promising any opposition research from a foreign government? No.
Absolutely not. And not only that, listen, I know the McCain kids very well. I know the Romney kids. There is no doubt in my mind that if any of those kids had been approached the way that Donald Trump Jr. was, they would have absolutely rebuffed it. They would have told their father. This would never have happened, which tells me that we really have to question and be troubled by the judgment, the lack of judgment of the people in the White House and around that White House, because it shows great lack of moral compass.
Let me just get one, just to have Brian answer the question, and then go ahead.
Absolutely not. In fact, not only have never had been approached by anybody representing a foreign government, but even usually when U.S. civilians come up to you at an event or something and claim that they have dirt on your opponent, right, they're usually a whack job.
Right.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Anna Navarro, as I said. I don't know who the second guy was. But I want to talk about this. So Anna Navarro says, I know the kids from McCain, and I know the kids from Romney, and those kids, they wouldn't do it. They would never have done something like that. I know these kids. I disagree. I don't believe her. I believe those kids would. If my kids didn't take a meeting where they said they had some dirt on the opponent, I would be like, what's up with y'all? How did I raise you? Did I not raise you right? What was it that Rahm Emanuel said? How were you raised? Take it to the alley. who were you raised? I think he said, who were you raised, didn't he? Who were you raised? It's a funny clip. He's asking about drug gangbangers that killed a kid. Who were you raised? Take it to the alley. My kids better tell me. Opposition is what you do. That's like you get the playbook of the other team. I'm taking it right to the coach. Coach, the team dropped the playbook. Let's look this thing over.
Are you kidding? Now, what Gorka's running around talking about is Donald Trump didn't go looking for information from the Russians, which, by the way, if they were in collusion with the Russians, nobody's asking this question. If they were in collusion with the Russians, why is it that Donald Trump needed to take that meeting? Does that make sense? It pretty much debunks the collusion theory. I would have taken the meeting. She knows what the kids would have done, though. She knows what Romney's kids would have done. She knows what McCain's kids would have done, because these are kids of high moral character. Donald Trump's kids, well, have you seen them, Karens? You better, girl, don't. All I can say is lock down the house. Close doors, lock doors. Don't leave jewelry laying around. Mm-mm, you got a refrigerator, lock on your refrigerator. The Trump kids come over, you better do something. See, them little hooligans are run over things. Oh, girl. She says she's troubled by the president's, by the lack of judgment at the White House. That's what troubles her. These Trump kids loose, the lack of moral compass. Really? That is rich, is one of my friends. That's rich. The lack of moral compass. Barack Obama, do we need to go into his moral compass? Do we need to go into Hillary Clinton's moral? Don't you did not just say moral compass, did you? Wow, the lack of moral compass. This is a folks. This is what passes off as a Republican. I asked the guy. I was on a radio show. The guy was asking me questions about Trump, and I finally said, "Look, you should be ashamed of yourself. You got a president who, if you took the Russian crap out of the way, and I mean, look, I know he's going to face some opposition. That's what presidents face. But you take the Russia crap, the nonsense out of the way, and you start talking about the things that Donald Trump has done for this country, and look at what has been accomplished. You should be ashamed of yourself. Let this guy do what we've asked him to do, and let's see the results. Then I'm happy to have a discussion around, was he good or was he bad?
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can reach us at 844-551-8255. So I'm going to say something that I think you're going to find a little bit interesting and kind of crazy sounding at first, but bear with me. And I'm going to tell you, I like the leaks.
What are you talking about, Kevin? You like the leaks.
I like the leaks. And the Trump administration. Don't you? No? You haven't figured it out? Or you just think, oh, it's a leak. I shouldn't like it. Yeah, look, I want to find leakers. I do. I think they are horrible folks.
because in this particular case, they're not allowing us, Donald Trump, to do his job. I like leakers that tell us what's really going on in the world. I don't like leakers who lie, but I like leakers who, they're called whistleblowers, and we've given them a bad name, but they're actually good people. They keep our government in check. So if they're doing it the right way, it's a good thing. But here is what's the bigger issue. We've gone from the most corrupt administration in the history of man, Barack Obama's administration, Hillary Clinton. The crooks are endless. If they peel back what's really there, it will be the most disgusting, putrid, smelling stuff you've ever seen in your life. And you will lose faith in the government if they told you what really happens in this government with Barack Obama. But now you get a guy in there who wants to get it right. And you know what? Donald Trump and everybody in his organization, they don't know where it's coming from. So you know what they do? Their emails have to be spot on. Their phone calls have to be spot on. They have to treat every meeting as if you're in that meeting with them, because they have to believe that somebody could be the leaker. If you watch those shows where they're like, one of us is a rat, you know, mafia, and everybody's watching everybody else, I don't like the sense of paranoia that it creates. I think that's bad. I think it's detrimental in the sense of Donald Trump wanting to do his job. But I think it's good, because Donald Trump may have a tendency to get a little reckless himself if it weren't for the idea that he doesn't quite know who it is. Yeah, it keeps them on their toes. See, Hillary Clinton, she knew there were leakers. She knew there were people who didn't like her, ideologically disagree. She also knew she was a crook. So she took massive steps. She said, I'll set up my own email, ClintonEmail.com or Clinton Mail, whatever they called it. I will have my own separate server. I will have my own people. I will keep everything under the, you know, away from every. They didn't want you to know. And it was only meant to be with certain people. They possibly could have figured out who it was because, you know, unless they outed themselves. There were lots of email, you know, at least when I was looking at the thing when Comey was there, you could see Clinton email on it. They knew she was writing back from her personal server. It was okay. They made it like it was. The reason why they rationalized it, the Clintons, is they said, well, we don't trust anybody. You never know in Washington. I agree with her. If Hillary Clinton had come out and said, you know what, here's the deal. We lived in at the governor's mansion, and that was one thing. By the time we moved into the White House, it was a whole other kind of thing. I mean, we had no clue the level of sickness that people had to want to get you. And so you know what I did? I didn't want to be a part of that. I wanted to separate myself from that. And that's why I set up my server. I would have had respect for her. In fact, I would venture to tell you Hillary Clinton might even be president if she just come out and said, I trusted nobody in D.C. That's why I want to be your president. You can't trust anybody in D.C. You have to have mechanisms in place that allow you to know exactly where things come from. And if it seems secretive to you, fine. But you know what? I was worried about what people were going to say about me. Do you know how much information circulates about me and my family in any given time that we have no ability to fight back on because it's in the public domain and all this? This is a way for us to control exactly what we say, what we do, etc. And that's why I did it. She would be president if she came up with that. But you know what she did? Well, I might have had a lapse in judgment. And then she went into the cover-up mode because she had to. It wasn't just about her saying, I want to protect myself from the scourge of the swamp of D.C. Now, here's what Hillary Clinton couldn't tell you. She couldn't tell you the total truth. See, that would have been part of the truth, but she couldn't tell you the total truth. Because the total truth would have been, also, I was trying to hide the shenanigans that me and my husband and my daughter set up by way of the Clinton Foundation. And I didn't want that. I didn't want that to have to go through the scrutiny of the public. That would have been the truth. But she'd have to leave that out. But she could have gotten away with just that part of it, because that's politics. And there were people ready to go. And it would have humanized her, because she would have said, let me tell you something, folks. It's one thing to attack Bill. He did some stupid stuff. I stayed with him. And I built my career, and I'm going to keep my family together. But when you start going after my kid, and you start doing these other things, I'm going to do everything I can to protect him. If she had said anything, it would have humanized her. People would have went, she's not a robot. She's not a cyborg. And she there would have been a sympathy factor. She would have come off as tough, protecting her family. You know, lots of stuff. She still would have been as crooked as heck. But still, you would have felt, even conservatives would have, you know, I kind of buy it. I buy that a little bit. Because let me tell you, you weren't going to add the rest of that to it. You know, you weren't going to, oh, well, what about the Clinton Foundation? So, well, I mean, we could get into that, but I mean, look, she was protecting her family. Everybody wants to feed their family. And some of you so-called conservatives out there would have been in her corner. You know, I'm kind of softening towards Hillary. Suddenly she doesn't look as big today. Chubby. It's chubby. So you can get caught up. You can get sucked up in it. And if I'd been running a campaign, that's what I would have said. I'd say, here's what you're going to say. You're going to go out there. You're going to fall on the sword. And you're not going to do this.
Well, other secretaries of state did it. And, oh, blaming a black man.
Yep. Because that's what happened. She couldn't just take the fall. Got to bring somebody down with it. Well, Colin Powell, you know, that colored feller. I mean, why aren't y'all lynching him first? He's a colored feller. Did I mention he's a colored feller? Oh, man. Corey Lewandowski predicted this week that the leakers driving coverage of Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting last year with a Russian lawyer will be fired. Remember Lance Priebus's, Reince Priebus's chief of staff, Katie something. I met her on a plane. She was a leaker. We know Comey's a leaker. How many other leakers are there? There's a bunch of leakers. Let me tell you something about people. They are not to be, now I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here. There are a faction of people that cannot be trusted with any information. My little boy is one of them. Now don't tell Mom, that we're going to get her this, but this is what we've got to do, and you've got to go get some information for me in order to get her a good present for her birthday. And you're like, Mom, Dad's going to buy blankety blank, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, ugh. They just can't keep a secret. It burns a hole in them. There are some people that will take a secret to the grave. If you ever meet those people, befriend them. They're the best people in the world. They're trustworthy. I mean, those are the that is such a small fraction of people that you got to be to get one of those. Oh, it's nirvana. Get them. Anyway, Lewandowski says anybody, and I mean anybody who is not on the president's agenda that works in the administration should absolutely be removed immediately. See, I'm that way. I would just say we're going to get in the room. We're going to find out. You know, take this survey, whatever. I don't know how we do it. I may have moles. I may plant people. But if you are not with me, you are fired. You're gone. I want people with my... And it isn't you want yes men. It's you want people dedicated to focus. God, I could tell you stories inside of our organization. They're not bad. But we talk about this stuff all the time. What does it take to be successful? It takes focus. It takes knowing your craft, and it takes focus. Anyway, Lewandowski goes on to finally to say this. I don't know who the leaker is, but let me tell you this. If it were up to me and somebody was speaking to the media, leaking information detrimental to Trump, I would fire him on the spot, and Trump will do the same. And I said to myself, I agree that there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of logic to that. But I like these leakers. I think it keeps everybody on their toes. I think it's fun for you to figure out how to trap leakers and find out who they are. Because guess what? When you find out who a leaker is, it can be very powerful. You can then leak things that you want them to leak. You can use them. They don't know they're being used. They don't know they've been found out. There's a lot of good that can come out of these leakers. Trust me.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.